You're listening to SBS News.
Helen Lewis says teaching her kids the value of a dollar is paramount as the jobs of the future change.
I think that it's more likely our children will work in a situation where they will maybe have more than one job or work in contract work. And I believe that the onus will be on them to manage their money more carefully, because that impacts on things like getting a mortgage, what happens with their superannuation.
Her three kids earn weekly pocket money for chores completed.
So Lizzie gets $6 because she's six, and then Stella gets $8 because she's eight, and Con gets $14 because he's 14. And then if they want to do extra chores, then they can have extra money too.
Her children then split that money into three jars, one for giving to charity, one for saving, and another for splurging.
So to begin with, Lizzie didn't really understand how to do it until we went to the shop and she blew all of her splurge money on an ice cream and came back and realised she had nothing left. And then actively said, next week I'm going to make some different decisions about what I save.
Her 14-year-old has his own bank account.
He understands he's got a card with it, but it's not a credit card, it's a debit card and that kind of thing. So he can't tap and go, he has to actually withdraw money. So he physically sees the money, and I really like that aspect of the bank account.
Helen believes parents have a role to play along with school.
And I think there's a lot of pressure on teachers to be a jack of all trades, and that's really deeply unfair. And I think that parents need to acknowledge that they have to play a part, especially in kind of the 21st century, in developing skills together with schools.
Laura Higgins from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission says financial literacy in schools across the country is embedded in the Australian curriculum in subjects like maths and business studies.
But there's also those informal learning opportunities where you can teach financial literacy education, for instance, around fundraising. You know, there are lots of opportunities that kids have to bring a gold coin donation, and there's learnings around that. And often schools are taking advantage of that to talk to kids about the value of money, about needs and wants, and about what they need to know, maybe about the problem solving that relates to money decisions.
Catherine Woodburn is a teacher at Northern Beaches Christian School in Sydney and says her school has a stationary budget system,
where the students are actually provided with the materials up front at the beginning of the year, and part of that money is charged to the parents for the stationery that we provide. And then at the beginning of each semester, so that's twice a year, the students are given an actual $10 that they then have to spend when they need to replace an item that they may be lost or it's run out.
Any leftover money they can spend in the canteen. Student Hugo Wood likes the system.
We learned how to do budgeting and how to realise the value of money. Because if you have a pencil at home, you can just go to mum and say, oh, buy me a new pencil, I've lost it. But then if it's at school and you have a budget, you have to realise and make sure you don't lose anything, because you want to spend that money on the canteen.
Teacher Julian Bolt says his students have learned a great deal from the program.
But they've really enjoyed greater ownership and responsibility for their own budget and their own money. We've seen them see greater value in their stationery items.
For teachers, Laura Higgins says ASIC provides additional professional learning modules
that are accredited and aligned to the teaching standards, that teachers can access online for free. And to date, we've had almost 40,000 teachers across Australia access those professional learning modules.
That can be found on ASIC's Money Smart website. The demand for resources on financial literacy has also sparked a wealth of non-government educators offering their own programs, ranging from the banks to start-up businesses. Mario Hassanarkos has developed a mobile app called Spriggy, which allows parents to give their kids pocket money digitally.
Parents get a mobile banking app that they can use together with their kids to add money onto their child's prepaid card in real time. They can see where their kids are spending. They can help them set up savings goals and chores to complete tasks to earn extra pocket money.
Parents can see when and how their children are spending and be notified when they do.
Money boxes and coins worked for a generation 20 years ago. Our kids today are growing up in a world where money is more and more electronic. And so it's important that they learn in a way that's native to them, with mobile apps and ways to pay online.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.